The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 3rd Canto, 25th Chapter, text number 26, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on November 26, 1974, in Bombay, India.
Thus consciously engaged in devotional service in the association of devotees, a person gains distaste for sense gratification, both in this world and in the next, by constantly thinking about the activities of the Lord. This process of Krishna consciousness is the easiest process of mystic power. When one is actually situated on that path of devotional service, he is able to control the mind.
Bhaktya pumana jatu virago indriya drishtar sutan mat rachanam chintaya chittasya jato grahane yoga yukto jyotishyate rijubhi yoga marga. So the whole process of understanding the absolute truth means the Supreme Person, the Supreme Being. Absolute, there is no contradictory. Krishna and Krishna's name, Krishna's form, Krishna's activities, Krishna's paraphernalia, Krishna's attributes, everything Krishna. That is called absolute truth. There is no difference. Krishna and Krishna's form is not different. Krishna's hand and Krishna's leg, not different. Just like we have got difference. This left hand is different from the right hand. The nose is different from the ear. We have got, because this is called Sagata Vigata Vibhed. Krishna has got that thing. That is called absolute. It is stated in the Brahma Sanghita, Angani jasya sakalindriya vittimanti. Angani, we have got different parts of the body, limbs, but different purposes. But Krishna can serve any purpose from any limbs of his body. Krishna can eat by seeing only. Krishna can go by thinking only. There are so many descriptions that Krishna is absolute. So these contradictory things, how one can understand of the absolute? Is absolute advaitam? Absolute means no duality. Everything is one. So virago, bhakta pumana jato virago andriya. Here our material disease is that we want to satisfy our sense. This is material life. The whole material civilization is going on. We have repeatedly said, advancement of civilization means advancement of sense gathering. That's all. So, bhakti means just the opposite. So long we are very much interested in sense gratification, there is no question of bhakti. That is not possible. So we have to reduce the tendency for sense gratification by increasing our devotional activities. That is the problem. Therefore it is said, bhaktapmana jato virago. Virago from where? Virago means distasteful. Virakti. The other word is virakti. No, I don't like. That is called virago. Raga means attachment and bi means bigot. Bigata raga. And from virago, vairagya. Jnana vairagya. This is one thing. Human life is meant for jnana and vairagya. Two things require. We are continuing this material existence on account of raga, attachment. Attachment for sense gratification. That is the cause of material bondage. Material bondage means, I have explained several times, to accept one body, then create another body. We have got now this human form of body, and according to our, affection or infection to different qualities of the nature, we are creating another body. So, in this way, we are entangled. So unless we become virago, oindriya, sense gratification, these different changes of body are being possible on account of sense gratification. Nature or God or Krishna will give me full facility. Just like in the Western countries especially, they are now trying to become naked, nudies. So nature will give them to stand naked like a tree or tree for many years. You are so fond of become nudie, all right. You stand up here for 10,000 years without any dress. Nature will give it. Those who have no discrimination for eating anything, damn rascal, let me give me, I'll eat it. All right, then you can take the body of a pig and eat up to stool. So nature will give it. Karanam gunasangasya prakite kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvasa karanam gunasangasya sadasad joni janmishu. Why you are getting different bodies? Because you have got different tendency for sense gratification. Indriya. This is the disease, material disease. Everyone has got tendency for sense gratification. But not all of them are the same type. They are different types. So our material bondage means these different types of sense gratification. Therefore, we have to stop this. We have to be detestful from the sense gratification. Then our spiritual life will begin. That is possible by bhakti. Therefore, here it is said, bhaktapmana jato virago. Bhakti is so powerful that if you engage yourself in the bhakti marga or bhakti yoga, here it is said, rijuhi yoga marga. Rijuhi means very easy to perform. How? Now, drishta sutan mad vachanana chintaya. Drishta, you can see Krishna. Krishna is kind enough. Although Krishna is beyond our vision, we cannot see with these eyes Krishna. But Krishna has agreed to be seen by you or by us. How? He has assumed this Archa Vigraha. Krishna, this Vigraha, don't think it is stone. Even it is stone, you think. Krishna can become visible before you like a stone, because you cannot see beyond stone. That is Krishna's mercy. Because your eyes and senses are so imperfect that you cannot see Krishna present everywhere in his original spiritual. We have got difference between spiritual and material. We have got. Because we are imperfect. But Krishna has no such distinction, because he is absolute. He can become spiritual, he can become material, as he likes. That does not make any difference of Krishna. Then how Krishna is almighty, all-powerful. He can change matter into spirit, spirit into matter. That is Krishna. So don't think that as the atheist class men, they think that they are worshipping an idol. Even if it is an idol, it's still Krishna. That is absolute. That is absolute nature of Krishna. Even you think it is stone, it is matter, it is wood, still he is Krishna. So, how he is Krishna? That will require your bhakti. Here it is said, bhaktya, anuchintaya. If you are thoughtful, if you are philosopher, and plus bhakti, then you will understand that even Krishna is present here just like a stone. The stone is also Krishna. How stone is also Krishna? Now Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Mumirapa analobayu khangamano buddhirivata. Bhinna me prakriti astadha. Me prakriti. It is my nature. Bhinna me prakriti astadha. So stone is another formation of earth. Earth, water, air, sky, mind, intelligence, they are all Krishna. Because Krishna says, Bhinna me prakriti astada. Nothing is different from Krishna. Everything is Krishna's energy. Mayavadi philosopher, they think that because everything is God, everything is Krishna, then where is Krishna? Krishna is finished. But actually there is not. Krishna is Krishna, at the same time he is everything. That is Krishna. That we can understand by bhakti. Therefore it is said, bhaktya. Bhaktya means Bhagavad Gita also Krishna says, Bhaktya mam abhijanati. These things can be understood not by ordinary person without any devotion. One who is bhakta, he can understand that Krishna is everything and everything is Krishna. Krishna is everything, that is drishta. When a bhakta sees a tree, he sees Krishna. That is bhakta's vision. It is explained in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Sthavar jangam dakhe na dakhe tar murti, sarvatra sphuraye tar ishtadev murti. A devotee, sthavar jangam. Sthavar means which cannot move, just like tree. It cannot move. Or it mountain. It does not move. And jangam means moving. Just like we are moving, animals are moving, and other, so many other living entities are moving. So, an advanced devotee, he sees both of them, the standing, immovable and movable. But he does not see immovable and movable, he sees Krishna. There is another statement in the Brahma Samhita. Premanjana churita bhakti vilochanena santas sadaiva ridayeshu vilokayam. Sadaiva means always. Sadaiva, sadaiva. Who sees? The one who is devoted, one who is fully absorbed in love of Godhead. Premanjana churita. Or whose eyes are anointed with love of Godhead. Not this eye. Premanjana churita bhakti vilochanena. That bhakti required. Premanjana churita bhakti vilochanena. Santa, saintly person, sadaiva hridayeshu vilokayanti. That is the position of santa. Always seeing Krishna. He does not see anything else except Krishna, everywhere. But in everything, everywhere, the energy of Krishna. I give you a practical example. If you love your child, if you see the shoe of the child, immediately you see your child. If you see the toy of your child, you see your child immediately. If you hear the voice of your child, immediately you see the child. This is practical. Similarly, if you have actually developed love of Krishna, and Krishna has explained that everything is expansion of His energy. Therefore, nothing exists except Krishna. And if you have developed your love for Krishna, whatever you see, you'll see Krishna. That is called bhaktya. Bhaktya, drishta and sruta. Sruta means Vedic literature, sruti. You hear from authentic literature. Just like in the Brahma Samhita, it is stated, Chintamani Pratara Sadmasu Kalpa Vrikkalakya Vritesu Surabhi Ravipalayantam. Now, apart from Brahma Samhita, we have heard, devotees have heard, that Krishna in Vrindavan used to go with his cowherd boy's friend in the pasturing ground. So hundreds and thousands of devotees are there in Vrindavan. They have not seen, but they have heard. They have not practically seen, but they have heard only. And they have seen the picture of Krishna with his boys, cowherd boys, the gopi friends. So a devotee can see and hear and immediately realize Krishna. That is possible. Because he has developed love. Premanjana churita. Unless one is advanced in Krishna prema, love of Krishna, he cannot see, he cannot understand. There is another verse in the Srimad. Atasya Krishna namadi namhaved grayam indriya. These blunt senses, by this blunt senses, even we cannot understand what is the name of Krishna, why these people are chanting Hare Krishna. We cannot understand. Atas Sri Krishna Nam, because Krishna realization begins from the name. Therefore, name, Krishna's name, and Krishna is not defined, absolute. But we cannot realize But the practice, if you practice chanting Hare Krishna, then you realize. Sevan mukhe hi jivhado sāme vaspurattava. When you actually, in devotional attitude, chant Hare Krishna mantra, therefore it is advised that you should avoid the offenses in chanting, then by simply chanting Hare Krishna mantra, you'll realize. Atasya Krishna namadi nabhave drayam indriyai sevan mukhi hi jivhado. Jivhado. Now Krishna bhakti begins from jivha, from the tongue. People will be surprised. How is that? Yes. You can utilize your tongue simply by chanting and tasting Krishna prasad. Then you will become Krishna bhakti. Therefore it is so easy. Susukham kartumabham in the Bhagavad Gita. Susukham kartumabhayam. To execute devotional service, it is very easy. And susukham, very nice and pleasing also. Just like this chanting and dancing. This, even the child takes pleasure. What to speak of others? Others may be sophisticated, but a child is not sophisticated. When there is dancing and chanting, a child comes in front and he dances. Unless he feels pleasure, how does he do it? This is practical. He has not been taught, but he comes. As soon as he comes, he also takes part with the elderly person chanting and dancing. And if you give him prasadam, he will also accept. Anyone will accept. Therefore, in the Bhagavad Gita, it is said, susukham and kortum abhayam. Kortum abhayam. Abhayam means whatever little service you render, that is permanent settlement. If you come here and dance and chant, or ring the bell, or anything about the aratri, if you see drishta, anything you do, that is your permanent credit. Therefore, for the common man, this chance is given. This temple is meant for that purpose, that people will come see the deity. The deity is Krishna. Don't think otherwise. Krishna has agreed to be dressed by you. If you think of Krishna about his Virat Roop, so he'll fail to bring dress for that Virat Roop. His head is on the sky, another leg is in the patha. That is also true. But you cannot conceive of Krishna in his Virat Roop and at the same time dress him and give him something to eat. That is not possible. Therefore, Krishna has become so merciful. Here, of course, the deity is very big. Not very big. In Hyderabad, we have got 3 times bigger deity. Like, but you can have a small deity. Many Vaishnavas, they carry deity with them, a small deity, in a small box. And they worship. So Krishna ano aniyana mahato mahiya. He can become bigger than the biggest and the smaller than the smallest. That is Krishna. So, real thing is bhakti. Bhakta, therefore it is said, bhakta pumana jato viragandhya. And the more you serve Krishna, you give Krishna to eat, you give Krishna to be dressed nicely, then you will forget dressing of yourself. Now see, these devotees, they are dressing Krishna so nicely. They are satisfied with that dressing of Krishna. They are not very much busy for dressing themselves. This is bhakti yoga. Virāga. Everyone is very busy how to dress himself very nicely, so that he may be attractive. But if you try to dress Krishna nicely, then he'll forget yourself how to dress nicely. Is it not practical? Anyone will agree. These Vaishnavas, these boys, they're young boys, the girls, they don't care for their dress. Because they're dressing Krishna. This is the way. You dress Krishna nicely, you give Krishna nice food stuff, then he'll forget. So I'll have to satisfy my tongue in this way and that way. By chop, by cutlet, by going to restaurant. He'll forget. Therefore it is called Bhakta Pumana Jata Virava Indya. The materialistic persons, they are simply busy for satisfying the senses. Go to the hotel, satisfy the tongue, go to the cinema, hear the cinema songs, see nice girls, and so on, but these devotees, they're not interested at all. The cinema is here, a few steps away, but you never see a student or a disciple of Krishna consciousness will go to that nonsense place. Practically, you can see. How it has become possible? Bhakta apumana jata virāga indiya. It's practical. The more you engage yourself in devotional service, the more you'll forget your sense gratification process. And as soon as you become completely detestful for sense gratification, then you are a liberated person, fit for going back to home, back to home. This is the process. So, the bhakti gives you chance to see Krishna, as you can see now. Or this seeing or any other kind of seeing, they are the same thing. There is no difference. When Arjuna was seeing Krishna face to face, Krishna was teaching Bhagavad Gita, that seeing of Krishna, and when you read Bhagavad Gita, it is the same thing. There is no difference. Somebody, they say that Arjuna was fortunate enough to see Krishna face to face and take instruction. That is not correct. Krishna, he can be seen immediately, provided you have got eyes to see. Therefore it is said, premanjana chrita, prema and bhakti is the same thing. Premanjana chrita bhakti vilochanena, santa sadayari desu viloka. I recite one story in this connection, that one Brahmin in South India, in Ranganath temple, he was reading Bhagavad Gita. And he was illiterate. He did not know neither Sanskrit nor any letter, illiterate. So the people neighborhood, they knew that this man is illiterate and he is reading Bhagavad Gita. He is opening the Bhagavad Gita, like that, yes. So somebody was joking, well, Brahmin, how you are reading Bhagavad Gita? He could understand that this man is joking because I am illiterate. So, in this way, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also happened to be that day in the Ranganath temple, and he could understand that here is a devotee. So, he approached him and he asked, my dear Brahman, what you are reading? So he could also understand that this man is not joking. So he said, sir, I am reading Bhagavad Gita, I am trying to read Bhagavad Gita, but I am illiterate. So my Guru Maharaj said that you must read 18 chapters daily. So I have no knowledge, I cannot read, still Guru Maharaj said, so I am just trying to carry out his order and opening the pages, and that's all. I do not know how to read it. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that you are crying sometimes, I see. Then, yes, I am crying. How you are crying if you cannot read? No, because when I take this Bhagavad Gita book, I see one picture that Krishna is so kind that he has taken the chariot driver, Sarathi of Arjuna. He is his devotee. So Sri Krishna is so kind that he can accept the position of a servant, because Arjuna was ordering, keep my chariot here, and Krishna was serving him. So Krishna is so kind. So when I see this picture within my mind, I am crying. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu immediately embraced him, that you are reading Bhagavad Gita. Without any education, you are reading Bhagavad Gita. He embraced him. So this is how he was seeing the picture, because he was a lover of Krishna. It doesn't matter, he could read these slokas or not, but he was absorbed in love of Krishna, and he was seeing Krishna was sitting there, and he was driving the chariot of Arjuna. This is required, not that education. Bhaktana bhavijanati, Krishna says, not by passing MA, PhD, bhakta, simply by bhakti. Bhaktyamam abhijanati javan jaschami tattvata. And bhakta, the practical example, if you become pure bhakta, then you'll forget all these material sense enjoyment. Bhakti parishanu bhava virakti annatra shah. This is the taste of bhakti. That if you have got taste for material enjoyment, and at the same time you advertise yourself that you have become a bhakta, that is not bhakta. One who knows who is a bhakta immediately detects that here is not a bhakta. A dharmadhaji, he has got the tilak and kanthi simply for advertisement. He is not a bhakta because he has got material taste. So the bhakti means bhaktya pumana jata viraga indriya. From indriya, this word has come, indriya, pertaining to indriya. Everyone in this material world is engaged in sense gratification. That is the only the cats, dogs, and so-called civilized man simply nunam pramatta kurute bikarma, doing all kinds of sinful activities. Why? Jat indriya pritaye aptinoti, simply for sense gratification. Simply for sense. This is material world. And spiritual world means there is no question of sense gratification. Simply they want to satisfy Krishna. That is spiritual world. Just like Vrindavan. What is the picture of Vrindavan? Vrindavan means there Mother Yashoda, Nanda Maharaj, the Radharani, the gopis, the cowherd boys, Sidham, Sudham, the land, the water, the trees, the birds, everyone is trying to satisfy Krishna. That is Vrindavan. Vrindavan means nothing. When Krishna left Vrindavan for Mathura, all of them become dead. That is Vrindavan. Similarly, you can live always in Vrindavan, always in Vaikuntha, if you are mad after Krishna. That was the teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. By his practical example he showed when he was in Jagannath Puri, he was mad always, day and night. Last 12 years of his life was passed in madness. Sometimes he was falling down on the sea, sometimes somewhere, sometimes day and night, just like that. So as you engage your indriyas, senses, in the service of Krishna. So it is very easy that first of all you engage your tongue, chant Hare Krishna and eat Bhagavat Prasad, you will become perfect. Nothing, no other things required. That we are doing. We are distributing prasadam and engaging people, chant Hare Krishna. This is Krishna consciousness. Thank you very much.